have been accusations in the past, and I've heard stories coming into me that you just simply haven't got enough beds to help people at the moment. I've heard stories, and the Union Unison has got stories of people being sent to Bristol and Bradford because there is a lack of beds in the region.
Yeah, this is a really critical issue for us. I mean, the first point I would make, as it concerns Suffolk, is that we haven't closed a single bed in Suffolk as part of the redesign of our services. I think it's important that people understand that there have been no bed closures in Suffolk, nor are we planning any bed closures in Suffolk.
Some text messages coming in, Gary, for you today. You say you're not closing any beds. You had a text in here saying you are closing beds in Lowestoft, which is in Suffolk.
And I should clarify that there is a one of the clinical commissioning groups covers Great Yarmouth and Waveney, and you're absolutely right. Part of that is in Suffolk. So there's a consultation at the moment out there with a proposal from the trust to reduce the number of beds in either Yarmouth or in Lowestoft. That's out to public consultation at the moment, and that's being run by the clinical commissioning group there, and they will make a decision on that in the next couple of months.
Right, and I guess people are pretty angry about that.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that the initial feedback from the consultation is that people are saying that they don't want it. I think there's a case
to be
made. It
was 80% of people, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was an overwhelming view that people were not in favour of that. As I say, the clinical commissioning group are looking at all the information that's come in, and I think that the issue is whether or not we can demonstrate that those beds are necessary or not. And part of the issue that I talked about earlier is important here. There is real pressure on beds in Norfolk, particularly in Norwich. And what we're finding is that patients from Norwich are using beds in Yarmouth and Waveney, and also in Suffolk. And if we can solve that issue in Norwich, then that will take that pressure off from Yarmouth and Waveney, and that is part of the discussion that we're having.
Okay, so what are your thoughts about the proposals then for Lowestoft? Do you think that people will listen to what the public wanted?
The clinical commissioning group have been very clear that they will take on board the comments from the public very seriously. They've held their Board of Governors meeting recently in public to discuss that. It's a very transparent process, and I'm sure they will take all of those issues into account.
Okay, so you hope they don't close. You would like to see them open, would you?
No, we've made the proposal that we think we can manage with fewer beds in Yarmouth and Waveney if we can solve the issue that I mentioned in Norwich. That's the position of the trust. We have to convince the commissioners of that. We have to solve the issue in Norwich, and we have to convince the public of it.
So it would be sacrificing those beds to bolster up what you've not got in Norwich.
Well, the issue is if we aren't moving people from Norwich into those beds, then we don't need those beds.
Right, okay. What about local people needing those beds?
Well,